This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kamala Harris had a large crowd on Tuesday at her first rally since effectively clinching the Democratic presidential nomination as she launched fresh attacks on Donald Trump for trying to quote, take the country backward, in a stark contrast to outgoing President Joe Biden's often stumbling and low-energy speeches. U.S. Vice President Harris gave a punchy and enthusiastic address that was greeted with cheers at the event in the battleground state of Wisconsin. Voters in the U.S. are facing a new presidential campaign, with incumbent Joe Biden dropping out and Vice President Kamala Harris likely to be the Democratic Party's nominee to face Donald Trump in November. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports at how some voters are reacting to the change.
In Joe Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, voter Eric Boylan says Democrats had little choice but to push Biden out.
I think he was a very good leader, but I do kind of also agree that his time has come and it's time to step aside and let somebody, you know, somebody rise up within those ranks.
Voter Christine Stoll says if Biden is unfit to be a candidate, he should step down as president.
He should have dropped out a long time ago. He never should. He should leave the White House. He is not mentally stable enough to run this country.
Scott Stearns, VOA News.
The death toll from two landslides in southern Ethiopia has jumped to 229 and could rise further as the search for survivors and casualties continued into a second day, a government official said on Tuesday, following heavy rains and landslide buried people in southern Ethiopia on Sunday night, then a second one engulfed others who had gathered to help Monday morning. Footage showed people digging up